love coming up.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Mbombela and Polokwane tomorrow reaching a high of 24. We start with news from INISA, which says it views claims of corruption against its acting chief financial officer in a serious light, and an investigation into the allegations is underway. Recent media reports revealed that a whistleblower wrote to the university's manager nearly 2 weeks ago with claims that the acting CFO, Dr. Reshma Mutara, had solicited and received bribes from student. He is the acting vice principal for institutional development at UNISA, Professor Ramogwai Mahano.
This is a matter that the university takes very seriously. The relevant departments within the university have been tasked to look into the allegations and to follow due process. Once these departments have concluded their work and advised the university, management will take a decision on the next and appropriate steps to be taken.
Eskom, meanwhile, says load shedding will continue to be suspended until further notice. This follows a period of 21 consecutive days without load shedding. Here's spokesperson Daphne Mokwena.
While Eskom acknowledges this milestone, it remains committed to the continued implementation of its generation operational recovery plan to reduce and ultimately eliminate load shedding. Eskom will provide an update on Sunday or promptly communicate should any changes occur.
And Mayor of Tshwane, Celia Brink, has advocated for collaboration to tackle Africa's water crises. Speaking at the C40 Cities African Water Safe City Forum, Brink stressed strategic partnerships as key.
The city of Tshwane has got Roodepoort Dam, we've got Rietvlei Dam, and we're not abstracting to capacity from those sources. Secondly, we're going to reduce the distribution losses. And for that, we're going to need significant more infrastructure spend. That's where the collaboration with our partners and the C40 is important, not just for us, but other African cities.
On to other matters, Home Affairs Minister Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi says the Citizenship Act and Birth and the Death Registration Act must be repealed and be included in the single legislation dealing with citizenship, immigration and refugee protection. Cabinet has approved the white paper despite widespread criticism from civil society, and the minister says this will remove contradictions and loopholes in the past towards citizenship.
This will remove contradictions and loopholes in the path towards citizenship, as is now the case with the three pieces of legislation.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
This ain't Texas, ooh. Ain't no hold 'em.
Hey.
So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus,
ooh.
And throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you.
Ooh.
Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a,
hey.
Come take it to the floor now.
Woo!
There's a tornado,
ooh,
in my city.
In
the basement,
that
ain't pretty.
Rugged whiskey,
we surviving. Of red cup kisses, sweet redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right, we headed to the dive bar. We always thought was nice. Texas.